USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has threatened to close down the border with Mexico unless the country prevents migrants from entering the U.S. The statement from Customs and Border Protection reads as follows.
U.S. Border Patrol has been transparent for several months by conveying the message both publicly, internationally, and to Congress that the immigration system is broken and that they are at critical capacity levels across the southern border. Customs and Border Patrol facilities and manpower cannot support this dramatic increase in apprehensions of family units and unaccompanied children. There is no consequence that the Border Patrol can apply to this demographic under current law and court ruling.
They say they hope to send up to 300 people a day back over the Mexican border by next week. Attorney General William Barr says he plans to make public in the middle of April the redacted version of the Russia probe results. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another investigation into hazing on college campuses. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has the story.
The University of Texas at Austin has suspended the Texas Cowboys Spirit Group from campus for 6 years following an investigation into alleged hazing during a retreat last fall, the night before a new member was injured in a car accident and later died from his injuries. That, according to ABC News, an investigation by the school found evidence that new members were subjected to multiple forms of hazing, including physical brutality, coerced consumption of alcohol, and degradation, among other things.
At least four Palestinians were reportedly killed in clashes between Israeli troops and demonstrators in the Gaza Strip. Reporter Robert Bateman.
The Israelis have sent 200 snipers at sniper positions around the fence and three extra brigades to the south of Israel to the area surrounding the strip. As for Hamas, it has asked people to remain peaceful, but it says if there is what it calls Israeli aggression, it will respond with equal force.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu season has probably peaked, but cases are still widespread across much of the country. CDC officials say flu activity remains high across much of the U.S. The predominant strain is influenza A, the most serious type of flu. A total of 77 influenza-associated pediatric deaths occurring during the current season have been reported to the CDC. It will still be weeks before the flu drops to levels needed for the CDC to declare the season over. A bill in Georgia that restricts abortions is one step closer to becoming a law. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
A heartbeat bill in Georgia heads to the desk of Governor Brian Kemp, who has said he will sign the law. House Bill 481 would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is around 6 weeks. And regarding that heartbeat, Executive Director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN.
The overwhelming consensus in the medical community is that a heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks in the womb, sometimes even earlier. And the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.